These are the personal possessions of hundreds of patients who died over the past century in St. Brendan's Psychiatric Hospital in Dublin. Their owners had typically spent decades in the institution, forgotten by family and society alike. Their few modest belongings left unclaimed. Much of the material dates from the 1950s and 60s, a time when Ireland's huge mental hospital system was at its peak. Right throughout the middle decades of the 20th century, Ireland led the world in locking up more of its people per capita in psychiatric institutions than anywhere else, ahead even of the Soviet Union. For most of the 200 years of its existence, Ireland's state-run mental hospital system had never stopped expanding. Hannah was typical in that her incarceration was involuntary. Training as a nurse in London, she'd been caught up in the bombing blitz during the Second World War and returned home traumatised. She thought she was going into St. Lomond's for a rest. Committed by her mother, she found herself locked in with no way out.